Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/free.
Where you go to get your podcast.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
I have another poll here for you. They polled 1,000 parents, kids ages 8 and under, and 65% reported their child has struggled with a lack of interaction during the pandemic. More than 70% concerned that the lockdowns of the last year have set back their child's social development. Their children have become less confident, more reclusive as a result. And they think it'll take about 5 months of school before their kids bounce back to their old selves. And I've seen that firsthand. I think a lot of parents dealing with the same thing across the nation. All right, your top headlines out there. Speaking of the pandemic, the CDC easing its guidelines yesterday on wearing masks outdoors. They're saying that whether people are fully vaccinated or not, they don't have to wear masks outdoors when walking, biking, or running alone or with members of their household. It's also okay to be maskless in small outdoor gatherings with fully vaccinated people. Unvaccinated people, though, should wear masks at small outdoor gatherings that include other unvaccinated people. Should also keep wearing masks when eating at outdoor restaurants with friends from multiple households. Now, when it comes to crowded outdoor events, everybody, including those fully vaccinated, should still wear masks. CDC director saying Americans need to get vaccinated now.
The more people who are vaccinated, the more steps we can take towards spending time with people we love, doing the things we love to enjoy. The COVID-19 vaccines have been through many transparent, rigorous processes that continue to prove they are safe and effective.
Let's think about this for a second. So when it comes to crowded outdoor events, everybody, including those fully vaccinated, should still be wearing masks. Somebody explain to me why. Otis, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we just talk about this the other day, how MIT scientists and even the CDC and even Dr. Fauci saying that outdoors, it is very, very rare that you've had transmission of COVID?
Yep.
That outdoors is safe and...
Turn on a fan.
Yeah, turn on a fan, you're good to go.
Wasted your money on
And haven't we been told that once we're vaccinated, you basically have nothing to fear? So if we're vaccinated and we have nothing to fear and we're outside where there are so few documented cases of transmission that it's not even worth talking about, why are we still wearing masks?
Control and money. That's what it is.
Go back to what we were told in October, November, December of 2020. We were told if you get vaccinated, we will return to normal. So I'm guessing that masks and distancing is normal to Democrats. It's got to be, right? Because if you're getting vaccinated and they're saying you still got to distance and you still got to wear a mask, is this the new normal?
Well, I find it interesting that the people in September and October that were saying, oh, we're not getting that vaccine, we're not getting that vaccine,
because we don't trust the Trump organization or administration.
So then when the vaccine came out, mm-hmm. and now that Biden's pushing it, guess now all these celebrities and everybody that wasn't going to get it are now endorsing it and doing public service announcements.
Including the president and vice president of the United States, who said they wouldn't when Trump was president. Here's the other angle to this. If you're vaccinated, why are you worried about me not being vaccinated? You're protected. That's what they told us. You're protected. You're good to go. This thing has a 99% survival rate. Hospitals are not overrun. As a matter of fact, they've never been overrun on a mass scale. Death rates, COVID case counts, I don't even hear them anymore. You couldn't go an hour during the day during the Trump administration without hearing death counts and COVID case counts. I don't hear it anymore at all. So why the scare tactics? Why the, if you're vaccinated, you still got to do this, that, and the other? I'll tell you why. It's called midterm elections 2022. That's it. Democrats want to keep instilling this fear. They want to have an excuse to say, yeah, we don't want people going to the polls just like in 2020. We're just going to mass mail ballots and people can fill them out whenever they want, at any time they want, and we're going to move deadlines again. That's exactly what this is about. 100%. Somebody tell me otherwise. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. Phone lines are open. Explain to me why, if you're vaccinated, you still got to wear masks and you got to social distance when we were told vaccinations were the end-all be-all. There's got to be a reason. I'm all ears. 800-624-1170. President Biden's going to deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress tonight. Attendance is going to be limited because COVID, social distancing. Only some 200 to 535 members of Congress got tickets to attend. Most of Biden's cabinet members also won't attend because of the restrictions. Everybody's going to be required to wear a face mask, even those who are vaccinated. The Republicans' rebuttal that airs after Biden's speech is going to be delivered by Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. If you're wondering what tonight's going to sound like, here's a preview.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Joey B. Well, the dogs came back and Major already bit somebody again, but not in the tush. These dogs are hungry, I guess. Jill said maybe Major likes people food. Yeah, he likes food made out of people. I'm going to change his name to Joe Biden. Then people will know to stay out of his way. Get out of the way! He's a good dog, though, that Joe Biden. Joe Biden likes to cuddle with people and smell people all over, and nobody thinks it's weird, because he's a dog. Not a care in the world. He doesn't even have to run the country. I wish I was Joe Biden. I don't like to bite people, though. Too chewy.
It's a damn nightmare. Allegheny County Council voting 9-5 to establish an independent police review board. Opponents of this bill saying the legislation is an assault on law enforcement, violates due process. The review board will only oversee the Allegheny County Police Department, not any of the municipal departments within the county. Now, the legislation would create a 9-member board to review alleged misconduct by officers of the Allegheny County Police Department only. If you're going to have a board, you better have criteria. You better not just put anybody, any Yahoo, on this board. If you're going to do something like this, I think that number one, they should be educated, as in bare minimum a college education. Number two, you should have some law enforcement background so you understand the profession. You understand good policing as opposed to bad policing, but you have some grasp of what's going on. And number three, you got to take at least one police simulation. You got to go through it to understand what these men and women have to deal with on a daily basis, the split-second decisions. Three criteria, I think, are a must. You put any clown on there, you're going to have chaos. And that's what most of these boards end up being. As a matter of fact, there was a rumor going around a convicted felon could possibly be on the review board. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And speaking of the police, nearly 190 cops have left the Louisville Metro Police Department in 2020. 43 have stepped away from the agency so far in 2021. They're either retiring or resigning, and they're struggling to recruit new members. This is a 1,069-person department. They're nearly 300 people short of their authorized strength. So if you take a look at this whole defund the police movement, people are saying, well, it's not gaining traction, and the emotional tsunami that swept across America initially has you know, fallen back, and they're still winning. Departments might not be defunded, but this anti-police stance, this rhetoric that you're seeing across the nation, causing a lot of good individuals to walk away from the profession. So in a roundabout way, the whole defund the police movement is working. Because people are saying, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm simply not going to do it. It's not worth it. That's scary because you know what? In most cities, crime is skyrocketing. The NFL draft starting in Cleveland tomorrow, 8 o'clock. You can watch it NFL Network, ESPN, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at noon. The main stage, downtown Cleveland's North Coast Harbor. It's right next to First Energy Stadium. This is going to be where Commissioner Roger Goodell makes the announcements of the picks. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Great Lakes Science Center, also going to be hosting some of the NFL draft festivities. They've got a three-day festival going, various games, attractions, shopping, held in the parking lots of First Energy Stadium, too. You need reservations, though. You can go to NFL One Pass app to get them. The league also announcing more tickets made available for the experience. Face coverings, though, strictly enforced for all guests ages 2 and older. So if you're taking a 3-year-old, you got to put a damn mask on them. The insanity continues. It continues. Remember, according to the experts, the flu, more dangerous to kids. But if you've got a damn 2-year-old to go to these festivities in Cleveland, you got to put a mask on them.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
It's beyond words anymore. Seriously, it is. 16 after the hour, taking a look at some of the top legal stories making headlines coming up next. You know I'm always looking fly, never wear the same outfit twice. I don't even have to try. Snitches better recognize, won't catch me waiting in a queue. In and out, messy buku. I like boys with attitude. Skinny jeans.
Compelling talk, stirring conversation, and a stimulus payment not on the taxpayer's dime.
All right.
No way.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance at $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
Are you trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, SUV, or minivan? Have you advertised on all the media and online outlets only to get tire kickers? Or better yet, would-be buyers that set appointments and don't show up, eating up all of your free time? Sell that car and get your money today with Deal and Dave at A&B Kia. The used car market is booming, and now is the time to turn that extra or unwanted car into cash. And the process is simple. Either stop into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Dealing Dave. He'll appraise your car and give you an offer on the spot. Or visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab. Fill out the highlight boxes and let Deal and Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash with Deal and Dave at A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Clearly, God's will for us is that it be as heaven on earth. So if you're uncertain when you pray whether or not it's God's will, ask yourself, is there any sickness in heaven? Then his will is to heal you. Is there any lack in heaven? Then his will is to bless you with whatever you need. God's will is for you to have days of heaven on earth. God is a good God. His will is to bless you. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
It's time we put a stop to a few things. Right now, the D.C. establishment has all the power. The For the People Act will stop that. Billionaires buying West Virginia's elections, the For the People Act will stop that. Politicians and their families getting rich while we pay for it? Yep. The For the People Act will stop that too. Senator Manchin, you've always had West Virginia's back. Don't stop now. Stop corruption in its tracks and support the For the People Act, paid for by Represent Us. It's time we put a stop to a few things. Americans voting on machines that aren't made in America? The For the People Act will stop that. States using hackable voting machines with no paper trail? The For the People Act will stop that. Elections with no way to do careful audits or recounts by hand? Yep, the For the People Act will stop that too. Senator Manchin, you've always had West Virginia's back. Don't stop now. Stop election interference and support the For the People Act, paid for by Represent Us.
Get ready for the return of live country music. It's the Blame My Roots Country Music Festival, July 16th and 17th at the Valley View Campgrounds in Belmont, Ohio, featuring Miranda Lambert, Neil McCoy, Lee Bryce, Joe DiMessina, Tennille Towns, Nico Moon, and more. The Blame My Roots Fest also features a beer garden, food trucks, camping, and VIP experiences. Get all the details and buy your tickets now at BlameFest.com.
Get a taste of variety when you order off Domino's Mix and Match menu.
Wheeling Tire, River Road, Wheeling. Tires, service, and wheels. WheelingTire.com.
Obsessed with podcasts? iHeart is too. And we know the feeling you get when you finish the last episode of your favorite podcast and it's time to search for something new to binge. Good news. At iHeart, we pay attention to what you love listening to and are loaded with recommendations for new shows to start next. New to podcasts? All good. We got you covered. Check out the podcast tab in the free iHeart app for popular podcasts, trending podcasts, and personalized podcast recommendations just for you. The free iHeart app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts. All in one.
Bloom Daddy.
She's so bad.
We are live in California right now where it's bright and early for Wendy Patrick, attorney taking a look at some of those top legal stories making headlines. Wendy, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
This is a good one. Topic number one, a Louisiana woman accused of refusing to return $1.2 million after a bank error. I thought this was pretty cut and dry. I mean, this has happened before. Don't you have to give it back?
Yes, you have to give it back. However, you would be amazed at how many people don't believe that or don't know that or want to basically exploit, capitalize on the mistakes of others, believing somehow that they're going to get away with it because it is an accident. So you're right. This is a case that really is making headlines because of exactly that. It is not true that it's your money if somebody accidentally puts it into your account. Now, we've all been in line and bought a cup of coffee or something, and you know, you're expecting to get $5 back and you get $50 back or you get $6 back. People can't even stand to keep an extra dollar. Imagine if instead it was a dollar, it was $1 million. This was a case where basically there was supposed to be less than $100 deposited into her account, and it ended up being $1.2 million. Now, part of the aggravating factors here is she went out and turned some of it into assets, didn't return the phone calls of the bank. So there are a lot of aggravating circumstances here that ultimately got her fired from her job and sued both criminally and civilly.
Yikes. Okay. Could she claim that this has caused her emotional distress, that this mistake somehow led to anxiety or personality disorders because she thought this money was hers and this is some sort of a, in her mind, a sick joke? I mean, could she go down that road?
I can't imagine that. You know, this is one of those cases where there's very few equities in her corner, not just due to the fact that she actually even signed something that said, obviously, if there's anything that was unintentionally deposited, she has to give it back. but then behaved in accordance of trying to change the money into assets in order to sort of avoid having to give it back. So there really aren't any equities, whether it's claiming emotional distress or mistake or accident. There really isn't much on her side. Now, that's not to say that she won't make those arguments. I mean, there's always going to be a lawyer that'll facilitate.
Right.
Merit-wise, I just don't see it going down that road.
All right. Topic number two, Florida's new anti-riot law. Some people are calling it unconstitutional. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, this is an anti-riot law. It's not an anti-protest. But therein lies the question, is that a distinction without a difference? Now, many people will say, hey, people show up at rallies in riot gear. In other words, they intend to take things to the next level. They don't intend to ever peacefully protest. But then on the other hand, you know, we're a country where we're allowed to peacefully protest. And in fact, that's one of the ways in which we air our grievances is through peacefully protesting. But this isn't supposed to be a law that targets the ability to protest. It is supposed to be targeting crime, committing crimes at protests. And this is an issue that people are saying, look, where do you draw the line? How do you distinguish between airing grievances and engaging in speech that's likely to incite violence? Where is that line, and how in the world are you going to enforce it? There are also portions of this law that are problematic in the way they're phrased to some, giving civil legal immunity to people who drive through protesters who are blocking a road. Now, that doesn't mean mowing down protesters. It says driving through protesters. But I would make the same argument. Where is the line? Can you say that you were, you know, felt in danger and you drove a little too fast and you should thereby get immunity from that? So it's really problematic in that the edges are fuzzy in terms of what it really criminalizes. And that's never a good thing if you're talking about an enforceable law.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to, I mean, I read through this and it does. If you're peacefully protesting, from what I read, you have no concerns. It's when you cross the line and start attacking or looting or destroying. But to your point, like driving through a crowd, it's very subjective. And that's where, you know, when it's not black and white and it's gray, it's how you interpret it. And I understand where you're coming from. That could cause some issues.
Yeah. And when you phrase laws and you craft laws and you try to make them be enforceable in terms of the way they're written, that's always easier said than done. Many things look great on paper. They look great in the books. But then when you actually take it to a jury, take it to a judge and try to craft it to evidence, that's when it gets tricky. And that's what I've spent 25 years trying to do that. So I can tell you from experience, even laws that look really good and enforceable on the books, in practice, you often have a lot of instances you couldn't predict.
All right, we got a speech case. So once again, we're talking to Wendy Patrick, attorney, taking a look at some of the legal stories making headlines. A student's Snapchat profanity leading to a high court speech case. What's going on with this?
So I call this the case of the cursing cheerleader. This is a cheerleader that took to Snapchat to air some grievances about not making the varsity cheer squad and said some pretty expletive-type laden things, as many young people do. But the difference here is that she wasn't on campus. She wasn't in her cheerleading uniform. But she was suspended from the squad for a year. And so it really became an issue of how much can schools police students' speech when they're off campus, out of uniform, on their own time. And this is really a divisive issue because there are many young people today that say all sorts of things off campus. Should it matter if they're 1 foot, 5 feet, 500 feet? Where do you draw the line between what you can and can't say on and off campus? Well, you can imagine this catches the attention of parents and students everywhere. So the Supreme Court is actually going to be taking it up today. And it'll be very interesting to hear how they rule on this, because this is an issue that's not going away. If anything, given the range of our digital communication, we're just getting ramped up. So this is going to be very significant.
Yeah, and she was only 14 when she did this, too.
I know,
yeah.
You know, but she could have been 40. You know, this is the type of thing where many people say things they shouldn't. And the reason I make that age distinction is employers may have the same type of rules. Is there are some employers that say, look, conduct unbecoming.
Right.
This is what you can and can't say, you know, when you're on and off the clock. And employers have already cracked down in some sense on what people say on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the other places that distinguish where kids and parents are actually speaking out. But this is going to be a very highly watched case with potentially long-range ramifications depending on how they rule. I cannot wait to be discussing that with you as soon as we get the ruling.
Yeah. All right. Wendy, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Those are some of the legal stories making headlines across the nation. Politics Left, Right, Center is coming up next. To kick it off, I'm going to be talking to Anna Paulina Luna. She's a U.S. Air Force veteran, former Republican congressional nominee, talking about President Biden's address to Congress coming up later tonight. And then Ken Cuccinelli, talking about this border surge. Is it a prelude to voter registrations boosting from the left? Now, Cuccinelli was the former Attorney General of Virginia and acting Deputy Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security under President Trump. He's going to be live on the show coming up at 7:50. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. Bloom Daddy back after this.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.